I was in my kitchen in Chicago. The year was 2008. I was surrounded by ugly wooden cabinets from the 1970s that I'd long intended to replace. I hadn't gotten around to it. I had an important call to make. The woman I was about to talk to would be an important source, maybe the most important source, for a book I was writing. I didn't trust my cell phone's reception, so I pressed in the digits of her number on my landline, which had a long corkscrew cord attached to a phone mounted on the kitchen wall. I was pacing back and forth as I began to hear the phone on the other end begin to ring. I'd already exchanged voicemail messages with her several times. I had no idea what her life was like at the other end of the line, except that she was 80 years old and living in Western Connecticut. I didn't know what to expect. I did know that she was the friend, the colleague, the secretary, and the assistant of Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis over 7 decades. They first met as schoolgirls at Miss Chapin's in New York, and they roomed together in high school at Miss Porter's in Farmington, Connecticut. She served as one of Jackie's bridesmaids when she married JFK in 1953, and 10 years later followed her to the White House as her social secretary. She returned to New York with Jackie after the assassination and went to work at Olympic Airlines when she married Aristotle Onassis. After Onassis died, Nancy Tuckerman worked in an office next to Jackie's at Doubleday, one of the 2 major publishers where Jackie was an editor during the last 20 years of her life. When Jackie died, Nancy was one of the principal beneficiaries of Jackie's will. I was then 51 and working on a commission from Doubleday. I was writing the story of the books she'd edited. I was the first person Doubleday was allowing to write about Jackie as their former employee. I intended to focus on her books in order to examine her tastes, her interests, and her instincts as an editor. I'd been trained as an academic historian. I'd previously written books on the Victorian monarchy and 19th-century politics in Britain. This was to be my first book on a 20th-century figure for whom most of the major sources were still alive. I left my job teaching history at a small liberal arts college in Wisconsin to spend full time on the Jackie Project. This was my first outing beyond academia. I was going to talk to her friends and former colleagues. I'd need to learn how to do it on the fly. If I expected anything from the call, it was that Nancy Tuckerman might be the American equivalent of one of the Queen's ladies-in-waiting in Britain. These are polished women of about the Queen's age and from a similar social background who handle some of her correspondence. They often serve as her companions when she leaves the palace. I imagined Nancy might be someone like that. The phone continued to ring. I wondered after about the 6th ring whether it was time to hang up, even though it was the time we'd agreed to talk. Then she suddenly picked up the phone. I said hello and introduced myself. "How you doing?" she said.